Welcome to the Cutting Edge Secrets Podcast. This is a show for my barbers and stylists and entrepreneurs who wants to learn how to build their dream business in a way that lifts our talents, our message, and our products and our services get out to the world and still remain profitable. This is Arthur Lyle, and welcome to the Cutting Edge Secrets Podcast.
What's going on, my peoples? What's up? Yo, I just wanted to jump on here real quick, man. And what's up, Perfect Barber? How you doing, man? Appreciate you joining in. I'm just here in my office real quick at the barbershop while they get started for the day. And I just wanted to share some stuff, man, that, you know, some information that I got. And I want to kind of just help some people, man, on the journey. You know, I feel like it's not enough to just work on yourself, man. You got to help others along the journey. So, what's going on? What's up, Perfect Barber? Maximo Ross on Instagram. What's up? What's up, Facebook? So, real quick, I just got a couple minutes for my next client get here, so I wanted to jump in real quick and share. So I wanted to share with you how mindstorming what you want can get you anything that you want in your life, anything that you want in your business or in your life. Now, let me explain what mindstorming is. It's kind of like brainstorming, but just utilizing your mind as a tool. So if you utilize your mind as a tool to actually get anything that you want, it's very, very possible. And all you have to do, honestly, is just put together the correct system. If you don't know what to do, that's a lot of reasons why we don't get what we want, because we just don't know what to do. So what I'm going to do with you today is share with you a couple techniques that I've done that helped me elevate and win in my business and life multiple times over and again. So I'm like an award-winning person in life, right, in business. Not because I'm so good or so great, because I have a strategy. And what my strategy is simple. You know, it's easy, but it's easy to do, but it's also so easy to do, it's easy not to do. And that's why we really don't get to where we want to be. But I'm going to share with you, because I think it's important, and it's the reason why a lot of us aren't getting where we want to be. It doesn't matter, you know, like, you know, whatever business you're in, you just have to determine, you know, the end goal. You got to start with the end in mind, right? A lot of times we always start at the beginning to try to figure out how we can get to the end. But if we don't know what the end looks like, we don't ever get there. So I like this. I tell my daughter this all the time when we talk. I talk about, like, you know, you kind of got to know what the end goal is, and then you can reverse engineer from there. It's like seeing yourself here and then imagining that happening, right? And then, so once you see yourself here, you can kind of reverse engineer back to where you're at. And that's how you bridge the gap from where you're at right now to where you want to be. You got to actually do a reverse engineer, you know what I mean? Versus seeing yourself where you are and like, dang, how can I get here? That's the difficult part. And that's what we do on a regular basis. We can never figure out how to bridge the gap from here to there. But with this technique I'm going to share with you, it's going to allow you to be able to do that. You know what I mean? I've done it time and time again when I opened up my barbershop, you know, when I created my massive hair shows, and, you know, doing workshops to promote myself. I've been in different businesses many different times, and I've done this technique over and over and over. And I like to say that it's been proven to help me create a success for myself, you know. And I got to be honest, it's not a foolproof business plan, right? But what it is an opportunity to see where you're at and where you want to be, okay? So it's called mindstorming. Now, mindstorming, one second. Let me put my light up right here so you can actually get a better visual of me. So it's called mindstorming. Now, let me tell you how it works and then what you need to go do as to how you're going to take action on it right now today to get yourself to the next level. So mindstorming, it's like, remember when you were in school and the teacher tells you to go brainstorm your ideas and put them on a sheet of paper and, you know, come up with your best ideas. Come up with your best ideas and then learn how to implement them. But the problem is that when we were in school and the teacher was teaching us that, they was not teaching us, you know, how to leverage, you know, those thoughts. we just get all these great ideas and we just grab them out of the air, right? We're just grabbing these ideas, but we really don't know what to do with them. We don't organize them. You know, once we get these ideas, you know, because your ideas aren't meant to stay in your brain. They're meant to be written down on paper and implemented. So that's the part that our teachers didn't teach us in school, and that's why, you know, we have trouble getting to where we want to be. But check it out. So I first came along this strategy, right, a few years ago, when I was like kind of spinning my wheels, when I first trying to create my first massive hair show. And so what happened was, like, I hit a spot in my life where, like, I was just done. Like, I felt like ready to give up in my business as a barber. I just didn't know really where I fit in, you know. Like, I was like, I started traveling, going to all these different hair shows and trying to figure out, like, you know, to get that spark back that I originally had when I first started cutting hair. But it was difficult, right? And, you know, being where I'm from, I just didn't see a lot of barbers at the time, you know, really maximizing their, you know, their expertise and stuff like that. They really wasn't maximizing the industry. You know, it was just a standard that we all reached. And once we reached that, then that was like, hey, you know, you're a master barber, which, you know, to each his own. But for me, I wanted more. So when I started traveling, I started going to these different hair shows, I started to see things differently. And what I started to see is I started to see other people really elevating themselves to higher limits, higher levels, taking, you know, opportunities, you know, instead of just waiting for opportunities. It's what I was used to. I was used to people just, you know, here's your opportunity. But, you know, as I started traveling, I started aligning myself with other people that was really maximizing the craft, maximizing their opportunities, maximizing their network. I noticed that I had to make a change. So what I did was I started reading this book, and this one particular book, I found a strategy called mindstorming. And that's what I want to share with you today, is what you do is, and I'm going to actually show you how to do it too. So, but basically mindstorming is you take, you know, and you have to give yourself a time limit, right? So what I'm going to do, give me a second, I'm going to grab my... So, I don't know if you can see that or not. Hopefully you can see that. So, this is my little whiteboard, right? So I've been here really working. What's going on? So I want to show you something. So when you're mindstorming, you know, you really, you know, you challenge your mind, you're challenging your thoughts, but you got to take these thoughts and turn them to action. So what you need to do is what I like to do is I give myself a time limit. See, most of the time when you are thinking about creating something, most people forget about what they call Pareto's Law, right? You know, Pareto's Law is, have you ever noticed, like back in school, where you had to do a test and it's due on Friday, for an example, right? So you have all the way up Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you didn't do anything all the way up until Thursday night. And you're like, man, I got this test due and it's due tomorrow. I got to get it done. But, you know, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, you had all of that time to get it done, to not pressure yourself to get it all done in one day. But then all of a sudden that Thursday comes, you're like, if I want to pass, I got to get it done today. And you do it and you get it done, you get an A. Have you ever done that? It sounds about right, right? Yeah, so, and that's what they call Pareto's Law. So what that lets you know is that you had a whole week to do the project, but you allowed yourself to get it done in less than, fast, right? So if you can do that, that means you work great on deadlines. So with this mindstorming technique, what I'm gonna share with you is you have to create a deadline. So first and foremost, what you wanna do is you wanna give yourself 5 minutes, right? It's a 5 minute increment. All right, so 5 minutes. So within a 5 minute time frame, you're gonna do a couple of things. So I want you to whatever goal it is, right? Whatever you wanna do, if you wanna open up your barbershop, if you wanna be a platform artist, if you know you wanna open up a business, if you wanna be better in your relationships, I mean, it doesn't matter really, right? But you got to be creative and think about what it is you wanna change. So you put the title of what it is you want to change right here, right? So this is your title. Or what you want more of, how to get $100,000. how to make $1 million, whatever your question is, right? You ask that question on that title, on the top of your piece of sheet of paper. You take a sheet of paper, you write your title. You'll say, for an example, you ask it in the form of a question. How can I make $100,000? How can I open a business? Or what actions do I need to take to open my barbershop, you know what I mean, in 2019? You know, whatever the question is, right? So you write that question on the top of your paper. And then the next thing is you want a number, you know, on that sheet, all the way down, number 1 through 20. Okay, I want you to number 1 through 20. All right, whatever your sheet of paper is, just go all the way down, number 1 through 20. All right, so now you got 20, you got one question, and I want you to have 20 now, you're gonna have 20 answers, okay? So with the 20 answers, you got 5 minutes to accomplish this. So with that being said, so you set a timer on your phone, you just grab your phone, like, you know, whatever phone you got, and then you give yourself 5 minutes. You set your timer, and I'll just show you as if I was going to do it. I'll just give myself that time. And as that time ticks down, right? As that time ticks down, you have to go to work. So you just gave yourself 5 minutes to come up with some of the best and most brilliant ideas to create the success and answer the questions to whatever issue or problem that you're trying to solve. So what that does is this. What that does is this. It's going to, the first five questions are going to be easy because they were right at the top of your mind. The next five questions, they might be, you know, a little challenging, but they make you think a little bit. But this is when it gets tough. This is when it gets fun. The next five, which is the 15, 16, and 17 questions, you know, or the 11, 12, and 13, 14 questions, they're going to get difficult. They're going to be really hard for you to think about. You know, they're going to challenge you. They're going to be difficult. And then I tell you this, and I can almost promise you this. If you finish to getting 20 answers to that one question, that 18 to 19 before that 5 minutes is up, it's going to really challenge you. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be, you're going to be thinking of things that all you need is one idea, though. One idea changes things. Let that be known. You got all of these answers, but only one of them is what you need to change. So anyway, your 5 minutes is up. Now you got 20 answers to the goal that you want to achieve. And guess what? That's going to take you from here to there. And this is how you reverse engineer on where you want to be and bridge the gap from where you're at to where you want to be. So you got 20 answers. But guess what? It don't stop there. That's not where it stops. So now that you completed your 20 answers, you've got one question that you want to accomplish. You got 20 answers. And within 5 minutes, there's another step. Okay? So the next step is this. And it's very important that you do this step. I want you to take out of those 20 answers that you just completed, right? Remember, you got a list. 5 minutes, a title or a question, and then you got a list of 20 answers, and you have to answer them. Now, once you got those 20 answers, I want you to take your top five answers, right? You take that top five answers, and you circle them. You circle those top five answers out of one of the best ideas. You take the top five, the best ideas of those top 20, okay? And now, out of those top five, I want you to look at them, cycle them, and then I want you to break it down even further to the top three. Okay? You notice what I'm doing? Look, I'm challenging you. This is challenging, right? This is making you think outside the box, right? Because if you're thinking inside the box, that means you're in a box. Is that right? You know what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? Like, I don't want you to think within the box, because if you're thinking within the box, then damn it, that means you're in the box. But if you can think outside the box, right, this means that we have room for growth. Is this making sense? Give me some hearts if this is making sense. If this is making sense to you, if this is, you know, actually making you think about things in your business, show me some love and give me some hearts. But I want you to think outside the box, because if you're thinking in the box, that means you're in a box. So you have to use your mind, get the thoughts out of your head, get them on paper, and we're going to make it work. So you got your top three goals. You've broken it down. And here's the most important step. So listen here. The most important step to this whole mindstorm technique and strategy is now you have to organize them. You got your top three steps to getting you to achieve your goal or your dream or whatever the aspiration that you're looking to do. And you have to organize them, as in which one of these top three ideas is going to elevate you or help you get from here to there the fastest. Which one from here to there the fastest? Which one is going to help you get there the fastest? And that is the one that you take action on right now, today, and start right now, because that's the one going to give you the most momentum that you need to go to that next level. And that's going to help you bridge the gap from here to here. But most people can't get from here to here because they don't know what here is. But if you start with the end in mind and work your way down, you can bridge the gap. And that's how you do mindstorming, fellas, ladies and gentlemen. I just wanted to share that with you because it's worked for me. It's helped me open up my barbershop. It's helped me open up other businesses. It's helped me share and help other people with their businesses in the past. I mean, I've helped other barbers and other stylists, you know, open up successful barbershops. I've helped other entrepreneurs on their business ventures. And this is one of the techniques that I've used and leveraged and helped them do time and time again. And it's been proven to work. And if you do this strategy, I can almost promise you that if it doesn't do anything else, it unlocks the ideas in your head and get them out of your head and get them on paper. And then gives you, and there's something about when it's on paper, it makes it real. It makes it real. And then it makes it reachable. And then once it's reachable, then that's the momentum that you need. So if this is making sense to you, I want to invite you to what I offer. I have a goal worksheet. If this makes sense to you, once with this live is done or this message is done, DM me or inbox me. And if it's interesting to you, I will shoot you a free goal setting PDF version of how you can get out of your way and start making your way. Okay, because that's the difference, right? Most of us, we are in our way. We can't get where we want to be because we're in the way. You have to learn how to reverse engineer, bridge the gap, and go from here to there. Because I'm going to tell you right now, what got you where you're at right now won't get you where you want to go. So you got to bridge the gap. So if anything, I appreciate you. Continue to build your business. And my client just walked in, so I got to get back to work. So peace and love. And if you like this video, do me a favor. Share this, because sharing is I want to make sure I reach this message to the people that really needs to hear this. Because in 2019, my purpose is to be able to bridge the gap between from here and there and where you want to be and where I want to be. And I figure, like Zig Ziglar says, if you want to get where you want to be, help more people get where they want to be, and then you'll get where you want to be. So sharing is caring. Share this live, share this feed, and see you until next time. Peace and love.
This has been a Cutting Edge Secret Podcast. I'm Arthur Lyle, and thanks to our sponsors, Barber's Eye, where we make it all happen for hair entrepreneurs' dream come to a reality by seeing the vision within. You can find them at barberseye.com. If you have any feedback on today's episode, please DM me at Arthur, A-R-T-H-U-R, underscore Lyle, L-Y-L-E, on Instagram, and or repost and tag me on your page, and I love to hear from you. And join us again next time for more Cutting Edge Secret Tips and Tricks for the Industry Pros. Thanks for listening. Peace and love, and I'll see you at the top.